Let us unite our hearts in prayer. Lord, we do thank you for another beautiful spring day, and most of all, for the gift of eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, this has been a hectic year, and I desire to express gratitude for strength and opportunities to serve my fellow students. This past year, along with seminary studies, amid the struggles of human impatience, I petition you, Lord, that you will grant each of the new student council members strength to carry on with service to their students in their respective capacities, and above all, that they will seek, each of us will acknowledge you, who you are, and act and think as if Christ were among us. In Christ's dear name we ask it. Amen.
Our scripture this morning comes from the book of 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, verses 1 through 9. But I, brethren, could not address you as spiritual men, but as men of the flesh, as babes in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it, and even yet you are not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving like ordinary men? For when one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely men? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are equal, and each shall receive his wages according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building.
I'm going to ask the new student council to approach the platform for the litany of installation. As I call your name, will you please come? The ADIB senior representative and also the president of the ADIB class, Mike Steen. The Midler MDiv representative, Jeff Mobley. The senior MDiv representatives, David Medlin, Joanna Inge, Eric Bork. The communications chairperson, Jackie Hawkins. The off-campus ministry chairperson, Joe Glass. The Ethics Committee Chairperson, Dennis Testerman. The Treasurer, Irvin Moore. The Secretary, Gerald Worrell. The Vice President, Lawrence Bell. And the President of the 1983-84 Student Council, Mr. Joe Page. We come in ministry and praise to God, dedicating ourselves to ministry wherever we find ourselves, wherever we are called. These before me have been called by their peers to take on the responsibility of representing their interests and their concerns before God and men and women. We have gathered today as an affirmation before God and each other to start the task together. Are you willing to accept that task?
Yes, by the help of God.
Then you must be ready to assume not only a call to responsible leadership, but servanthood as well. To respond to these, one would assume the likeness of the servant Jesus Christ, who taught that the first will be last and the last will be first. Are you willing to do this?
Yes, by the help of God.
Will you join with these, your servants, in affirmation of them always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing always that the work of the Lord is never in vain? And are you willing to promote the ideas that these thy servants proclaim? Then, my friends, you are armed with the love and hope of your peers and the grace of God. You are ready to do that task from which you have been chosen. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer. Amen. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, let me first express my appreciation on behalf of the 1982-83 Student Council for letting us be your servants. It is my impression that we have made a dent in the goals that we have set, the goals of community, the goals of chapel, and the goals of inclusiveness. We are content with the job that we have done. Of course, as you all know, my model for leadership is that of the master teacher, is that of the master servant, the King of kings and the Lords of lords, that of Jesus Christ. We must continue to pattern our lives after him. We must continue to do as he would want us to do. When we walk closer to the Lord, when we seek the kingdom first, when we give up ourselves, we can truly be servants. We must truly ascribe to God's purpose in our lives. I'm very happy about this year. I'm happy about our mission together. Let us go forth today with a renewed interest and vigor and say to each other that God has smiled on us. Let us smile on each other. To Joe and the 1983-84 Student Council, these thoughts from the words of Confucius. The rule of life is to be found within yourself. Ask yourself constantly, what is the right thing to do? Beware of ever doing that which you are likely soon or later to repent of having done. It is better to live in peace than in bitterness and strife. It is better to believe in your neighbors than to fear and distrust them. The superior person does not wrangle. They are firm but not quarrelsome. They are sociable but not clannish. The superior person sets a good example to his neighbors. They are considerate of their feelings and their property. Consideration for others is the basis of a good life, a good society. Feel kindly toward everyone. Be friendly and pleasant among yourselves. Be generous and fair. May the God who sustains us all in his mercy and his grace, may the Lord Jesus who was raised from the dead, and may the Holy Spirit keep your hearts and minds together in love. Amen.
Thank you, Ron. During my first year in college, my family moved to a farm. During my summers, during my Christmas vacations, and on the weekends, I learned many things about cows, about horses, and about baling hay. It was my job to bale the hay every year. I had to learn fast, had to learn how to mow it, how to roll it, and how to bale it. I had to hire high school age boys from the neighborhood to help me get the hay up and put it in the barns. For 3 years in a row, I did this, and we baled about 3,000 to 4,000 bales of hay a year. And my sister and brother-in-law, Mike, moved to the farm. They built them a house there. And so on the fourth year, Mike and I were getting the hay up together. Well, you can imagine it was a 90 degree plus day. It was very humid. The bales that were supposed to weigh 60 to 70 pounds felt like they weighed 90 to 100 pounds. Mike and I, our nerves were on edge, and we were irritable and hot and thirsty, and I wasn't throwing the bales right on the truck, and Mike wasn't stacking them right in the barn. We were at each other back and forth all day. I was thinking stuff like, who is this guy to tell me how to throw bales of hay? Where has he been the last 3 years that I've been baling it? Well, Mike is a Clemson graduate. He lived on a farm, baled a lot of bales of hay, and he also worked for the Soil and Water Conservation, so he had a lot of practice, a lot of know-how, knowledge in the art of baling hay. And Mike was thinking things and saying a few comments like, "You don't know what you're doing it all wrong." And so we were back and forth at each other. We had about 300 or 400 more bales of hay on the ground, and my dad drove up, said, "Boys, it's pouring down raining 4 miles down the road. We got to get this hay in the barn." Well, Mike and I forgot about our bickering, forgot about who was throwing the bales of hay wrong. We started working together, started putting the hay up, and we got it in the barns. The scripture that David read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we have a situation where Paul is writing to the Corinthian church. A little background material here on this church. They're fussing and fighting. This church has been in existence about 3 years. And this church should be able to get out of the milk stage, out of the baby food stage. But Paul still sees them as babes in Christ. They're still needing the baby food. Well, Paul realizes that their innermost problem is not their fussing and fighting, it's that they're not loving one another. This past year, we've noticed in the Southern Baptist Convention that we've been fussing and fighting. We haven't been working together. And I noticed on this campus this past year that there's been a lot of fussing and fighting in the school newspaper. We've been going back and forth at each other and just haven't been working in harmony. And this year, I want us to listen to the words of Paul when he speaks to the First Corinthians, to the church in 1 Corinthians, for us to love one another, work together, and preach Jesus Christ. I have a neighbor back home in South Carolina. He works for Bell Telephone. He resembles Grizzly Adams. He's a big old fella, and he's kind of rough, but he writes poetry. And before coming to seminary, he gave me a book of his poetry. And I want to read a poem today that I feel is appropriate. It's entitled Acceptance, and his name is Terry Grissop. "Why do you not like me, mister? Is it because my mind is mine? I'm sure if I saw things your way, you would say that I was fine. What's wrong with me just being me? What's wrong with having some dissent? Why is it when I think alone, the world accepts my mind is bent? If men could talk and listen as well, I think that you would have to agree that in the action of the two, I'd learn from you and you from me. Don't always look at a differing voice as a thing for you to hold apart, for I believe sometimes a rebel may be the sign of a questing heart. I'd rather see a man in error than a man who only goes along. If the last just took what others thought and the first believed his error strong." And I'm going to reread the part that I think is the most meaningful. "If men could talk and listen as well, I think that you would have to agree that in the action of the two, I'd learn from you and you from me." To the officers that will be serving with me this year, I want to challenge you. Love one another. Let's work together. Let's preach Jesus Christ. And I challenge this congregation and the seminary to do the same things. Let's not only reach out to our student body, but let's have goals of reaching to our congregations, reaching to the other seminaries, reaching to the whole Southern Baptist Convention, and work together. The storm's coming. There's many bales of hay on the field. We need to bring them in. Let's work together. Would you please stand in singing hymn number 276?
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.